As U.S. forces continue to move north toward Baghdad, they are facing continuous ambushes by Iraqi irregulars. The firefights are frequent, but U.S. commanders say so far they have not hindered the advance. NPR's John Burnett is traveling with the 1st Marine Division. He reports the skirmishes offer a glimpse of what the troops may face when they enter Baghdad.
Advancing U.S. forces are no longer encountering the dug-in tanks and artillery guns they confronted in the initial battle for the oil fields of southern Iraq. Now, Marine vehicles are rolling north in convoys, penetrating several hundred miles into central Iraq. But Colonel Ben Saylor, Chief of Staff of the 1st Marine Division, says the road to Baghdad is anything but a cakewalk.
On all the routes that we're taking north, we've been contested every inch, every mile, all the way up on those routes. And what we're seeing right now is paramilitary.
At the moment, the Marines are fighting essentially a guerrilla war against irregulars such as the Fedayeen Saddam, a militia force commanded by Saddam's elder son. They are ill-trained and lightly armed, and the location of their ambushes, U.S. officials surmise, appear to be organized by more experienced Republican Guard or Army commanders. But while the Iraqis' mortars and grenades have not caused a single Marine casualty, the fighters are quite committed, says Colonel Saylor.
They get up, they come, they get decimated by our fires as we bring combined arms to bear on them, but they keep coming. So do they have the willingness to fight? Absolutely. But will they stop us? No chance.
A good example of these harassment tactics is what happened last Sunday night to the 3rd Marine Light Armored Reconnaissance Battalion. On a bright, starry night, a gun company was rumbling up a two-lane highway north of the Euphrates River, acting as a forward scouting party. Suddenly, from irrigation berms bordering roadside crop fields, erupted AK-47 and mortar fire. Dozens of Iraqis leaped up and stormed the Marine column. Marines in eight-wheeled light-armored vehicles opened up on the attackers with 50-caliber and 25-millimeter machine guns. With the advantage of night vision goggles and the fearsome weaponry, the Marines mowed down the Iraqis, but those who were not wounded rose and attacked again in the face of certain death. The Marines called in Cobra helicopter gunships as well as F-18s and Harriers to finish the job. The use of non-uniformed irregulars to harass military convoys makes it difficult for an invading army that's trying to cast itself as a friend and liberator to Iraqi civilians. Captain Dave Nettles, an intelligence officer with the Marines Task Force Ripper, says it's hard to tell friend from foe.
Some of the reports are they're wearing civilian attire, so it's hard to tell, you know, when you're just driving down the road. Until these guys actually start brandishing weapons, you know, you really don't want to start unloading on everybody that's moving around out there because, you know, 90% of them are probably civilians that happen to live alongside the road. So you can't mow down everything you see out there.
The Iraqis' use of small-scale ambush tactics has strengthened the decision by American war planners to avoid urban areas, where guerrilla operations are more effective and civilian casualties more likely. For instance, the Marines Task Force Tarawa has been bogged down for days in an unexpectedly fierce fight for the riverside city of Al-Nasiriyah by committed cells of paramilitaries. 1st Marine Division commanders say they're bypassing most towns, even though they likely contain combatants. Instead of cleaning out every village, officials believe if they can get to Baghdad and kill Saddam, opposition elsewhere in the country will melt away. And when will U.S. forces reach Baghdad? Commanders say timing is everything. The two primary warfighting units, the Army's 3rd Infantry Division and the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force, must arrive in a coordinated fashion from different directions, and they must protect each other's flanks. And when the U.S. military finally reaches the streets of Baghdad, the Chief of Staff said he believes this close combat with paramilitaries offers a glimpse of what's to come. John Burnett, NPR News, with the 1st Marine Division in Iraq.